Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to fitness. Episode number 73. Thank you so much for tuning in. What are you doing on Saturday, June 18th? Why not join me in Body Sculpt for our 13th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo? Over 20 sports activities, nutrition clinics, health screenings, and fun for the entire family. This free event will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Public School 92, located at 601 Parkside Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Patricia Lolo, the founder of Divas in Transition, a health consultant firm that specializes in helping women of color transform their mind, body, and spirit by providing them with the tools and resources they need to become the diva they were meant to be. Divas in Transition was created to encourage and motivate African-American women to transition their health through readjusting their lifestyles and habits. Divas are provided with the necessary tools to enable them to make the transition into divas. Tools such as fitness tips, healthy eating recipes, motivation, inspiration, self-improvement tips, and lessons in health education, etc. Patricia obtained her master's in public health at SUNY Downstate Medical Center. She had her first hands-on experience analyzing health fair data from the Center of Community Health Promotion and Wellness. Here today to talk about her company, Divas in Transition, and her very exciting 10K fitness giveaway is Patricia Lolo. Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure, Patricia, to have you on the 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. But before we discuss Divas in Transition and your upcoming 10K fitness giveaway, let's talk about you, Patricia. Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, which I love. I cannot see myself anywhere else. I mean, I am in love with Brooklyn. I was born and raised. I'm still there, and I love it. It's the best.
All right, cool. I mean, that's something we both have in common, growing up in Brooklyn, you know? But now, did you come from a large family?
Oh, I did. My family's pretty big. My parents had 6 kids, which is pretty big, right? And I'm the little baby. I'm the last one in the family. And my family's still pretty close. We're very close to each other, like, a lot.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now, who were your role models growing up, Patricia?
That's a great question. Growing up, my role models were my teachers. It took the time to invest in my passion for science and research. I actually did my first science project when I was about 11 years old, and from that point on, I continued to fall in love with science. I continued to fall in research, and as adults, you know, I'm involved in research, and I love to analyze data.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now, what made you transition into a healthy lifestyle? Were you overweight or unhealthy as a child?
Now, I started my transition into a healthy lifestyle when I was about 19 years old. Now, for 2 years straight, I was working full-time, going to school full-time, and I thought I was young and invincible, and I would eat 4 burgers a day. I couldn't imagine doing that, eating 4 burgers a day. I mean, that was a lot. And that was my lifestyle for 2 years. And I drank too much soda. I didn't exercise. I didn't practice any form of self-care. After a while, my life became out of control. And I was tired. You know, I couldn't think straight. My grades were failing. I mean, it was pretty bad. And not only that, to make things worse, at the age of 19, I had kidney stones, and let me tell you, that is painful,
wow.
Right? It's really painful.
Yes.
And very. And around that time, I was 19 years old, and it happened to me. It was unheard of for someone that young to have kidney stones, so I was devastated. I was embarrassed. You know, I was sad, but that was what made me transform my health, was going through that painful experience at the age of 19 years old. And so I knew that I needed to do something. So when I left the hospital that night, I started to take small steps to improve my health. You know, I started to carry a water bottle with me. I think about maybe 1 gallon of water. That was aimed at every day because I needed to flush out my kidney stones from all the toxins from eating too many meats, too many burgers, too many processed food. I slowly started doing that. And then I eventually started to revamp my diet into clean eating, and now for over 10 years, my diet has been clean, you know, exercising, I'm taking care of myself, I never had any health issues. Another thing is, as a kid, you know, I was always healthy, I was always fit, and then as an adult at the age of 19, this happened to me, and I did not want that to be my future. I was like, I need to do something. So as soon as that happened to me, I knew that I needed to change my lifestyle, and this is my day at the age of 19.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. But I guess being young and having to deal with kidney stone problems, that was really crazy. Really.
It was. It put me in my place. And then I was like, I need to do something. So I had to do something. I could not see that being my future at all. You know, because I came, I came from a family that eats pretty healthy. And so when I went to college, you know, I was doing so many things and I was experiencing so many new things that, you know, I thought that I could do stuff on my own and I needed to get back to what I used to do, you know, eat clean and exercise. And so that was my life, you know.
Wow. But tell me, how long has your company been around?
My company's been around actually for almost 2 years now. So I started right after I graduated from Mass in Public Health at SUNY Downstate.
Right.
So I started like 3 years ago. It's fairly new to me. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But it's been about almost 3 years now.
Okay, good. Now, what are the latest stats on overweight or obesity among African-American women?
Well, according to stats, 4 out of 5 black women are overweight or obese. This increases it's pretty high right now. And increases our risk for chronic diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Really affecting our health in a really negative way.
But what are the major causes, in your opinion, of this of these chronic diseases being so prevalent in the among African American women?
Well, to me, I believe lifestyle plays a major role in our health. Diet and exercise are extremely, extremely important. You know, it's something that sometimes we take for granted.
Right.
Yeah. So it's something that we take advantage of, our diet and exercise. We don't exercise enough. We don't take care of our health. We're not eating the right food, you know. And so we need to take a step back and analyze our daily habits. What are we doing to improve our health? You know, what are we doing to make our health better or worse? Are we eating the right food? Are we exercising? Are we eating clean? Are we consuming too much processed food? Are we buying the right products? What are we putting into our body, you know? So I believe that prevention is really the key to anything. Prevention is the key to better health, to a better life.
Yes, most definitely. Now, what does Divas in Transition hope to accomplish by bringing attention to this very important issue?
I mean, Divas in Transition's goal really is to help women think about their health, to step back and say, you know what, I need to take steps right now to improve my health. If you're not taking any steps to improve your health, then how can you expect your health to be improved, you know? Just because you have a family history of chronic diseases does not mean you're destined to have certain diseases. We have to really be proactive in our lives, in our health. And I think that one of the things is we need to really learn to transform our mindset. We have to tell ourselves that we can do certain things. And that once we believe that, then it becomes possible. Our mind will start telling us, you know what, you can do this, and this is how you do it, and this is how we become the person we want to become and accomplish the things we want to accomplish. You have to at first believe it. You know, you have to see it, then say, you know what, I can see myself doing this. I believe it. And then you'll be able to take the step and accomplish that goal. So with Diva Intervention, you want women to transform their minds, because it's really important, because mind really is important in everything in life. And that will help you transform, I guess, your mind, body, and spirit. So that is what our goal in Diva Intervention is, to help you transform your mind, body, and spirit.
Okay. So let's talk about your upcoming 10K fitness giveaway. Explain what that is and why you're doing it.
Okay, to quote Oprah, the more you praise and celebrate life, the more there is in life to celebrate. I am a true believer in celebrating the victory. It doesn't matter if it's big, it's small, it doesn't matter. You know, you work hard to accomplish your goal, you should definitely celebrate. So I believe in celebration. And it should be seen. So once I hit 10,000 followers on Instagram, I wanted to go out, I wanted to celebrate it, and I wanted to celebrate with the community of women that supported Diva Intervention that wanted to take the steps and improve their health and transform their mind. So my goal was to not only celebrate my accomplishment, but also have people come in and join the celebration and give back to the community of women that support myself and themselves by transforming their mind, body, and spirit. And that is what the goal is for the campaign fitness giveaway.
Sounds like a very exciting campaign.
It is. I mean, I love it. It's going so fast right now. I think we have close to 3,000 people enter the contest. I mean, it's amazing. We have so many products to give away. So I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited just hearing about it. Now, how did you manage to get so many subscribers on Instagram?
I mean, I believe that Black women are really looking to be inspired and motivated to transform their health by seeing and reading transformation stories from women that looks like them, who they can relate to. And so with Viva and Suggestion, they see a woman of color that looks just like them, who've been through what they've been through, and they're transforming themselves into the woman they want to be. So that encourages the woman who's not there yet to say, you know what, I may not be there, but if she could make it, then guess what, I could make it too. And that is why I think the Viva and Suggestion grew pretty quickly, because not only speak to the woman that needs to lose weight, it speaks to the woman they're also trying to transform her mind, body, and spirit, because health really is more than physical. Am I correct? Right? It has to deal with also, with again, with your mindset. The mindset is everything. I should believe that transformation starts from the mind. Once again, once you see yourself doing something, you'll be able to accomplish it. Transformation really starts from within. And so once you start transforming your mindset, you will find solutions that will help you reach your goals. I think that's why women are attracted to the Instagram Viva and Suggestion, because they see themselves to other women. These women, you know, they've been through there. They're there. They're going there, you know?
Yes. Okay, cool. Now, can you list some of the prizes that you're giving away?
Right. We're giving away a lot of fitness products. I'm also giving away products. I'm giving away one of my most popular products. It's called Viva's Guide to Getting Fit and Healthy Kit. And this guide includes an ebook, a workbook, and food journal. Also have yoga mats, infusion water bottle, fitness gear, fit snack box, like fitness products, I mean, everywhere. We have so many sponsors supporting us. We have so many people in partnership helping us promote the giveaway. We're giving away a lot of products because these women, they deserve it. They took the steps to transform their health, and now they're being rewarded in a big way. And I'm so excited.
Now, who are some of the companies that's donating to these donating some of these prizes to you?
Of course, we have Viva Introduction, we have Samasa Yoga, we have Fit Snack Box, we have Desk Curve, Infusion Water Bottle with Saka.
And I think my organization is going to donate something as well, correct?
Correct. You guys are giving me a yoga mat. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. It's the least that we can do, you know, to compliment what you're doing here. How can my listeners take part in this amazing opportunity, Patricia?
It's pretty simple. Just go to divasindecision.org and click on the Health and Fitness tab, and then you'll get the chance to answer to win. Now, when you answer, I would say that celebration is meant to be shared. So invite your friends and family to be part of the celebration, right? And so you never know. You could win. You could win multiple products. Your friends or family could win. Just go to divasindecision.org, not .com. And enter to win. Just hit the Health and Fitness tab and enter. And, you know, you never know. You might win.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. Now, does your company partner with other organizations or companies who share your vision?
We certainly do. I truly believe in collaboration, especially with like-minded companies and organizations. So we're always looking to partner or collaborate with health organizations and also nonprofits to basically help create health initiatives such as health events, seminars, workshops, community-based programs that will help greatly help benefit underserved communities, especially in the African-American community. We are underserved, you know. And so we want to basically expose people to health initiatives that will help them transform their mind, not just one day, but for the rest of their life, basically. And so I'm always looking to partner with different companies, different not-for-profit, different organizations that will help me and help themselves further spread the word and hopefully reduce the stagnant risk factors among Black women.
Yes, sounds really good. Sounds good. Now, how can my listeners find out more about Divas in Transition and your 10K prize giveaway?
They can basically go to our website. Again, it's divasintroducing.org. It's .com. So it's divasintroducing.org. And basically, just hit the health and fitness tab, and then you'll be entered to win. Also, I'm giving away a free cleaning guide. All you have to do is just sign up on my website, and then you get the free cleaning guide and download it on your phone or computer, and you can take it to when you go shopping, you know, when you're buying food. It'll give you a list of stuff you should be eating. So that way you won't be eating processed food all the time. That's for eating clean. And hopefully that will help you actually be more proactive in what you're eating, what you're putting into your body. So go to the website, divasintroducing.org, and download the Peking Guide, and also enter our contest, because you never know, you might win.
Right, exactly. Now, also on social media, are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, yeah. I'm on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, on Pinterest.
Okay, so they can follow you all over the place.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Anything else you'd like to say, Patricia, about your Divas in Transition or the 10K prize giveaway? Anything else before we let you go?
I'd like to say that I am so excited. I am blessed to have reached this point pretty quickly. I cannot have done it without all these amazing people that are supporting me. I'd like to thank Vince for supporting me and allowing the opportunity to be interviewed.
My pleasure.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I'm so glad that I met you. You have been amazing. I'm happy to be part of the children event. And I want to say that I'm so happy. I'm excited because you can't tell. I'm sure I'm excited. And
yes.
I'm just happy. And I'm grateful that I reached this point so quickly. And I know there's so much more work to be done. But I'm grateful at every point. And I want to celebrate with the world that we reached this point so quickly. I know that we'll go even further by collaborating with other people.
Yes, yes, very well put, Patricia. And on behalf of Body Scope of New York, Patricia, and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.